By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله MashaAllah عز وجل We've got a very beautiful lineup today as well Alhamdulillah as always Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will be a fully packed program. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have the daily reminder, the daily hadith. If this is the first time you're watching our program, then I welcome you to the program. Then Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope you're going to not only enjoy the program, but also learn something from it as well. I'll do my best as well, Inshallah, to learn from this program. Not only deliver something, Amir al-Sunnah beautifully says that whenever you deliver a bayan or whenever you have a program, try to learn something from it as well. So obviously, Alhamdulillah, when we sit on the program, we do a bit of research regarding the topic that we talk about. So that is a learning process for us as well. Nevertheless, not wasting any more time. It's time for the beautiful tilawat of the Quran. Remember, when the Quran is being recited, we should listen to it attentively and carefully. So inshallah, let's go and listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon. شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
الف لام را تلک آیات الکتاب وقرآن مبین
یہ آیتیں ہیں کتاب اور روشن قرآن کی
ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين
بہت آرزوئیں کریں گے کافر کاش مسلمان ہوتے
ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون
انہیں چھوڑو کہ کھائیں اور برتیں اور امید انہیں کھیل میں ڈالے تو اب جانا چاہتے ہیں
وما اہلکنا من قرية الا ولها كتاب معلوم
اور جو بستی ہم نے ہلاک کی اس کا ایک جانا ہوا نوشتہ یعنی لکھا ہوا فیصلہ تھا
ما تسبق من امت اجلها وما يستأخرون
کوئی گروہ اپنے وعدے سے نہ آگے بڑھے نہ پیچھے ہٹے
وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ
اور بولے کہ اے وہ جن پر قرآن اترا بے شک تم مجنون ہو
لَوْ مَا تَأْتِينَا بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ
ہمارے پاس فرشتے کیوں نہیں لاتے اگر تم سچے ہو
مَا نُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَا كَانُوا إِذًا مُنظَرِينَ
ہم فرشتے بیکار نہیں اتارتے اور وہ اتریں تو انہیں مہلت نہ ملے
اِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ
بے شک ہم نے اتارا ہے یہ قرآن اور بے شک ہم خود اس کے نگہبان ہیں
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ فِي شِعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ
اور بے شک ہم نے تم سے پہلے اگلی امتوں میں رسول بھیجے
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ من رسول إلا كانوا به تهزئون
اور ان کے پاس کوئی رسول نہیں آتا مگر اس سے ہنسی کرتے ہیں۔
كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين
ایسے ہی ہم اس ہنسی کو ان مجرموں کے دلوں میں راہ دیتے ہیں۔
لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين
وہ اس پر ایمان نہیں لاتے اور اگلوں کی راہ پڑ چکی ہے۔
ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فولوا فيه يعرجون
اور اگر ہم ان کے لیے آسمان میں کوئی دروازہ کھول دیں کہ دن کو اس میں چڑھتے
لقالوا انما سكرت ابصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون
جب بھی یہی کہتے کہ ہماری نگاہ باندھ دی گئی ہے بلکہ ہم پر جادو ہوا۔
وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ
اور بے شک ہم نے آسمان میں برج بنائے اور اسے دیکھنے والوں کے لیے آراستہ کیا۔
وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ
اور اسے ہم نے ہر شیطان مردود سے محفوظ رکھا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ سورہ حجر ماشاءاللہ عزوجل the first 17 verses of new surah ماشاءاللہ عزوجل and brilliantly recited and with the translation as well الحمدللہ عزوجل۔ Now this is the beauty when you listen to the Quran, it goes inside your heart, it sinks inside your heart. And alhamdulillah azza wa, I hope it could penetrate our hearts and so that we can change our lives, our alhamdulillah azza wa behaviors and everything. The Quran has changed the lives of many people. Especially one verse in which Amir Ahl Sunnah has written a booklet about as well, about some of the events of the lives of the awliya ikram, how this verse changed their lives. Alam ya'ninil ladina amanu an takhsha qulubuhum li dhikrillahi wa ma nazara minal haqq. This verse has transformed the lives of many, many people, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, for the better. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he listened to this verse of the Quran, he changed his life, became one of the greatest wali of his time. Many, many other people, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, who are great saints that we know of, have changed their lives, alhamdulillah, by listening to this verse of the glorious Quran. Now remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to have Quran in our lives, in our hearts. As it mentions that the heart that does not have any Quran, it is like an empty house. You know, what do you have in an empty house? In an empty house, you're going to get jinns and other kind of stuff as well. Not always, but that's what generally be. Oh, there's ghosts in there. That house is haunted. Yeah. So if you don't have anything in your heart, the meaning the Quran, then what's going to happen? You're going to be starting to, be upset. You're going to be depressed. You know, you're going to go into an anxiety mode. Maybe, I'm not saying that could be the reason, but maybe the reason is that our heart is empty of the glorious Quran. And as Muslims, we need to read the Quran, not only read the Quran, but also understand the Quran. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Dawat Islami has given us Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Madrasatul Madina for adults. You know, you have madrasa for children, but Dawat Islami has given us madrasa for adults as well. It's for people like, you know, mashallah, who have left the madrasa now and they're in their late 20s, late 30s, they're busy working, they've got a family to feed. No one says don't go to work. No one says that. We've got to go to work. Yeah, we've got to wake up early in the morning and go to work. But subhanAllah, if we wake up in the morning and listen to the Quran or read the Quran, You know, that could be brilliant, mashallah. So I make the intention, and you guys also make the intention that inshallah, we're not only going to read the Quran, but we're also going to recite the Quran daily as well. And so many people that we meet up, alhamdulillah, every day. And when you ask these people, you know, how was the Quran that when you read it in the morning, you know what they say? It was amazing. And it was amazing. I asked one brother, and after a long time, he read the Quran and he goes, it was that feeling of reading the Quran was so amazing, so beautiful. I can't, you know, describe it in words. That it was such a beautiful feeling. And this is what it's all about. We need to understand that the Quran, if it's giving us a good feeling, just imagine what the Quran will give us. Alhamdulillah, when we read the Quran every day, when we make it part of our daily routine. Now, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish salah. And establish salah. It's not mentioned, offer salah. Anyhow, ki namaz padho. He says, namaz qaim karo. Establish salah. In the same way, we've got to establish time to read the Quran. We've got to instill it. It's got to be in our daily routine. It's got to be part of our daily routine. Not just reading the Quran, learning the Quran. It's got to be in our daily routine, does the Quran. And inshallah, azawajal, once we start doing that, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we will start to act upon that as well. And mashallah, azawajal, you know, if you look at it in the lives of the Sahaba ikram, their reading of the Quran was so amazing. They used to love reading the Quran. Mashallah, those Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, especially that was Hafiz of the Quran. Whenever we read the kalam of our Rabb Azza wa Jal, whenever we read the kalam of Allah, what feeling do we have? What kind of mode do we get into? You know, what feeling do we have? If we have the feeling that, yeah, I'm just reading the Quran, yeah, that, okay, you are reading the Quran, but is that Quran, is it changing your hearts? You know, it says that the Quran penetrates the heart. Even non-Muslims, when they hear the Quran, you know, it's an amazing feeling that you cannot get this feeling anywhere else. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, may Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to read the Quran, to understand the Quran, and also to act upon the teachings of the Quran. We have the daily kalam today as well. So let's go and listen to the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo apne dar par ab to gham, khana badoshon ko, phir kab tak zaleel o khwar, dar dar baithi kaane se, shabe furqat dhale bar aaye arma, ya rasool allah karo tum masta ka apne mehman, ya rasool allah bula lo ab to qad Rasulullah, tumhari yaad ka ghalat. عرش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چسو کی زناداری فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہ ہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ کہے اس دم زے جا میں ہو بے تو مستم بزن جیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ پشمردہ آوارا سیاں یا رسول اللہ سیاہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہیں اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم ذکر دعا خیش حیرانم سیاہ شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیاں یا رسول اللہ سرے محشر محامد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کاراں کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری امید ہو تم اے شفا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام. الحمدللہ عز و جل, دوز آف یو ہو ہیو بین ٹو مدینہ, الحمدللہ عز و جل, کنگریچولیشنز. اینڈ فار دوز آف یو ہو آر پلاننگ ٹو گو ٹو مدینہ, وین ایور یو گو, مے اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک اس ٹو دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینہ اگین اینڈ اگین. اینڈ آئی تھنک آئی مینشن دس مینی ٹائمز, یو نو, وین ایور you think of Medina, you know, you always think of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You think of the time the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how, you know, how that time would have been, you know, that, you know, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Medina would have been when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the city of Medina. You know, the Sahaba ikram, their love, their passion and their enthusiasm, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Park, was amazing feeling. Subhanallah. I wish we could all get that feeling in our hearts. And inshallah, azawajal, whenever we visit Medina Tayyibah, we have the same passion and alhamdulillah, the same jazbah as well. We're going to be talking about a very important topic. And to be honest with you, this topic relates to everyone. And it's so common today, sadly, that not only the normal people, how we say, the awam, you know, the public, but even, you know, the khas, the special people, the scholars, you know, they're sadly involved in this as well. Let me just mention a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's mentioned in Sa'adatul Darain that once a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained about poverty. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you go home, the first thing you need to do is give salam. Then you need to recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad Surat Ikhlas once with Bismillah. And then recite Durood upon me once. Allah Azza wa Jal will open the doors of rizq for you. And the person, he came back and he says that, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of the blessing of that wazifa, that special amal that you told me to do, I acted upon that. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal has blessed me so much that I am now helping my neighbors as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, you can see the topic on the screen, causes of deprivation in sustenance. Why is there a cause in deprivation in sustenance? For example, people today are complaining about not having enough food, not having enough money to buy the food. What is the reason? There are a few reasons that could be a problem. And that's what we need to identify. What is the problem that we can look at the problem and start to think how we can change it? Unless you own up to your faults, as they say, you'll never be able to learn. you'll never be able to put them into practice. So first of all, what we need to do is we need to own up to our faults. Yeah, this is happening. If you don't agree that that's happening or it's not happening, you're not going to move to the next part. The next part is the solution. Today, we're going to be giving you just a glimpse of what is happening today and why it is happening and the consequences of that according to Sharia as well in Islam. Why is it bad to waste food? And also, inshallah, Azawajal, we're going to come towards the solution for that as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Al-Hammad bin Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions a hadith that جو شخص دسترخوان کے نیچے گرے ہوئے ٹکڑوں کو اٹھا لے, that the one who picks up those, you know, food particles or pieces of bread or food that have fallen onto the ground, those who picks them up and eats them, تنگ دستی سے وہ بندہ محفوظ ہو جائے گا. Now, one day, our beloved Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم, he went home. And Sayyida Aisha رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was at home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the door and he saw a piece of bread that was on the ground. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked that up and he addressed Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Aisha, achi cheez ka ehtiram karo, yani respect a good thing. And that means it was the roti. Jab kisi kaum se baagi hai, lot kar nahi aayi. So this risk that is on the floor that we throw away in our bins today, it could be bread, it could be roti, it could be food, it could be salan, chawal, whatever. They've been in our fridge for 3-4 days. We cooked so much, now we can't finish it all. And the day what happens, that is going to be thrown into the waste bin. And I can remember when the first lockdown happened in the UK in 2020, what happened was people were panic buying. And they were running to the supermarkets and they were bringing whatever they could at home. One person in particular, he bought a lot of bread. He was, you know, his shopping trolley was full of bread, full of milk, full of cheese, other kind of stuff as well, any other kinds of foods. Now, all these kind of things, they have an expiry day as well. They'll go out today. You can't keep bread in your home for more than 3-4 days. They have a day limit. Now, maybe, okay, we can say that, also, you know, if it's not kharab, if it's not gone off, then we can eat that. Yeah, but what happened was that guy bought it. Now, if you have about 3-4 people at home who eat bread, one loaf is enough for even 3-4 days. Now, he bought about 7 to 8 or even 10 loaves of bread. Why? Because they might run out. And then the next day what happened? After 3 or 4 days, when the bin man came and picked the bin up, he was shocked that these breads were not even opened. They were still packed and these people threw them into the bin. Maybe it's a pound. Pound doesn't make no difference to me. 5 pounds, 6 pounds. It's all right, no problem. But do you know, it does make a difference. It might not make a difference at that time. You might seem that everything is fine, nothing is wrong, but it does make a difference. And what happens is deprivation comes in as well. But as Muslims, what we need to do is we need to understand and think to ourselves, how can we make our lives better? How can we make our lives better? And how can we stop wasting food that is being wasted? You go to a wedding nowadays. Yeah, shadiyan par banda jana. How much food is wasted in the weddings? Loads of food. Yeah, roti is being wasted. Chawal is being wasted. Even drink bottles, they're being thrown out as well. Yeah, people will eat a few. You know, they'll fill their trays with their plates. So I was in a wedding once in Pakistan. And this guy sat next to me. And it looked like as if he's never eaten anything in his life. He had, you know, the tray that they bring the chawal in. That tray was quite big, but this guy, his play was up there. He's like a tower. You think to yourself, wallah, you know, how is he going to eat all of that? And then he's brought another plate with roast chicken there as well. And then he's brought another plate with loads of, you know, kebabs and all that kind of stuff. And I turned around and I said, you're going to eat all of that? And he goes, gee, yeah, I'm going to eat. And then guess what? He ate a bit of the chawal, a bit of the roast, a bit of that, and he chipped it from there. He legged it. All that chawal, no one's going to eat his, you know, juttas. They say, oh, jutta kun khasi. Halanke, it's a thawab, it's a reward to eat the leftover food of another Muslim. There is shifa in the leftover food of a Muslim. Yeah. So what this person did, he left all the food and he went away. Now, all that food was then taken by someone. And then what happened? Straight into the bin. Roast chicken that was never even touched by that person into the bin. You know, those people who were serving that food, it wasn't their wedding. They weren't bothered about it. Yeah, but as Muslims, do we need to be owners of something to be really worried about it? If you see someone wasting food, you haven't paid for it. But should you not be, you know, worried about it? Why is that person wasting that food? That food could have fed so many hungry stomachs. That food could have fed so many people who are dying to eat something. And we are here wasting that food. Now, in Siratul Jinan, the third volume, page number 543, it says that when a person, he does not thank Allah Azza wa Jal, or he does not remember Allah Ta'ala, he has ghaflat, he has his heedlessness in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, and he starts to follow his desires, and he falls into committing sins, then what will happen? Allah Azza wa Jal will remove the ni'mas that he has given him. As they say in English as well, if you don't take care of something, it's going to be taken away from you. Yeah, if you don't thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala can take it away from you as well. Like Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, para number 13, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ ترجمہ کنز الایمان, اگر احسان مانو گے تو میں تمہیں اور دوں گا اور اگر ناشکری کرو تو میرا عذاب سخت ہے. یعنی if you give thank me, I will give you more. And if you do not thank me, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala's punishment is very severe. Now, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he talks about this topic and, you know, he says that the qadr, the value that we give to rizq. Now, just imagine if you've got too much of something, you don't value it. Why? Because there's so many of it. Just like water. We don't value water. It's there. It's so many of us. So much. You open the tap, there's clean water. But if you go to a country where water is very scarce, you know, the cleaning system isn't there, they don't get clean water to drink. You ask them what the value of water is, and you realize that this water has a very, very big value. Yeah. In the same way, the food that we throw away. Sometimes I've seen people when they eat bread, you know, the corners of the bread, you know, the edges of the bread, they break it and they'll throw it away. They just want the soft part. Halanke, you could even get the soft part of the bread alone. I've seen them, you know, bread that they don't even have them edges. So, you know, you could buy that bread, maybe a few pennies expensive, but if you don't want to eat the edges of the bread because they're hard or whatever, you can get the bread without the edges. So why don't you buy that bread rather than wasting them edges as well? Even them edges, if you waste them, yeah, these could be feeding so many people. People are dying. People are, you know, so much, you know, in hunger. You won't imagine. There are people who are dying out there because they can't get enough food. And today, we've got so much food and water, and we do not take advantage of that. And then, what happens? MaazAllah, you know, the nale jo hote hain, yeah, the gullies, the alleyways are full of food. I can remember going into a wedding once, and what they were doing is they were washing the pots, and whatever food was in the pots, they were like washing it and then straight into the gully, into the gutter. And then the gutter got blocked. Why? Because there was so much food in that gutter. And then someone came and cleansed that, and it was stacks of food that was stuck inside that gutter. That stacks of food, if it was in its original form, that could have fed a family of so many people. It could feed them for days. But that's how much food we are wasted. Especially nowadays, when you know you go to a restaurant and you have per head, you give them £20 or £25. Now, It doesn't matter how much the person eat, that is that much, yeah? So for example, 100 people, now they'll charge you three, for just argument's sake, they'll charge you £1,000 for 100 people, yeah? Now they're not going to charge you for how much people are going to eat. They're just going to charge you for 100 people, and they might charge you £1,000, or they might say, yeah, £20 per head. Now what happens is at that time, people, they order so much food, yeah, we've already paid for it. Yeah, you're not passing it there and do. Yeah, what you can do is whatever food that is left over, get it packed. Pack it all and take it back home. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the hadith pak that I mentioned, I've got the words of the hadith. Ya Aishatu, akrimi kareeman fa innaha ma nafarat an qawmin qattu fa'adat ilayhim. Oh Aisha, achi cheez ka ehtiram karo, yani respect a good thing. And that means it was the roti. Jab kisi qom se baagi hai, lot kar nahi aayi. When it has left or run away from a tribe or from a nation, it does not return to them. So lehaza, we need to think to ourselves as well. Yeah, that's a very beautiful madani nuskha that we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, when people say, there is no barakat in our earnings, there is no barakat in our food. Pata nahi kya wajah janab, you know, ek bill deta hun, the other one comes up, I don't even know what is happening. Yeah, let's look at these reasons. Maybe that is the reason that our food is wasted a lot. Second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, اگٹھے ہو کر کھاؤ الگ الگ نہ کھاؤ کہ برکت جماعت کے ساتھ ہے. That eat together, do not eat separately, as there is barakat in jama'at, there is barakat in eating together. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, at home, how do we eat our food? Yeah, son's upstairs in his room, daughter's in her room, mom is in the kitchen eating there. Dad's watching telly because he can't be bothered to get up and, you know, join the whole family. And everyone, yeah, they're all seated eating separately. That's another reason for not getting barakat and blessings in the family. If the whole family got together and ate together, then subhanAllah, can you imagine how much blessings there will be in that food? If the whole family, you know, like in Ramadan, we all get together, don't we? We have a fixed time, we all get together and we eat our food. Yeah, so much blessing and barakat. You know, you could feel the blessing, you could feel the environment. In the same way, when we are sat as a, you know, a person, one upstairs, one downstairs, one in the front room, yeah, what is the reason? Oh, we're doing our homework. Obviously, you're going to leave everything and eat. You're not going to be, you know, writing with one hand and eating with the other, are you? Yeah, you're going to leave everything, are you? You're going to eat. If you don't get time to eat, what are you doing? If you don't get time to eat and you're still running away earning the money, why do you earn that money for? Yeah, so instead of working, you know what we're known as? We're known as workaholics nowadays, because all we're doing is just piling up the wealth. We're not even spending that money. Some people are just hoarding up that wealth. Yeah, achandeo, jaane le paisa rai koni, kanjusi, you know, don't want to let it go. Don't want to spend it. Why? Do you want to take it with you in your grave? It's not going to happen. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahshi bin Harab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to eat, magar, but we never used to eat a full stomach. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to them, milkar baithkar khana khaya karo, bismillah, padke khaya karo, yeah, read bismillah, eat together, and then what? Read bismillah and eat together. Allah ta'ala has put barakat in that. Yeah, so when the whole family is sat together, one person could be reading Bismillah loudly, or even read the dua, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai, ya hayyu ya qayyum, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Read that dua, there will be barakat in there. And the first dua that I read, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru, the scholars, they say that if you read that dua, even if there's poison, inshallah, it will not harm you. Now, I'm not saying even poison. Sometimes you get food poisoning, don't you? People get food poisoning. They get an empty, you know, they get an upset stomach because of that. For that, what we need to do is we need to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, another thing why our risk, we feel like that is getting shorter and lesser, is one of the reason is guna, sins. Yeah, that we tend to be falling too much in sins. Maybe that is one of the reasons why, you know, our risk has been cut. Our risk, you know, there's no barakat in there as well. And what we need to do is we need to remember this verse of the Holy Quran. It's not always someone else's fault. If we're not really, really doing good in our business, if we're not really doing good in our sustenance, there's no sustenance, we're finding it difficult, you know, food is scarce, then remember this verse of the Quran. Surah Shura, verse number 30, Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ اور تمہیں جو مصیبت پہنچی وہ اس کے سبب سے ہے جو تمہارے ہاتھوں نے کمایا اور بہت کچھ تو معاف فرما دیتا ہے. That whatever problems, although these problems that you are having, maybe it's what your own hands have earned. And Allah Ta'ala forgives most of them. Sayyidina Aimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says, ke dunya mein jo takleefein aur musibatein, you know, those problems and takleefein that a person receives, majority of them is because of your own hands, what you have earned, because of the way that we're living our lives, because of the way that we are away from the deen, because the way that we are not acting upon the deen as well. Nafso shaitan ho gaye, ghalib unke chungul se tu chudar ya Rab. کر کے توبہ میں پھر گناہوں میں ہو ہی جاتا ہوں مبتلا یا رب نیم جا کر دیا گناہوں نے مرض اسیاں سے دے شفا یا رب. You know, so alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as Muslims we need to understand that we need to keep away from sins. Amir Ahl Sunnah has mentioned a few of the sins here. Swearing, yeah, if that is common, risk there will be no sustenance, there will be no barakat in your sustenance. Tohmat lagana, you know, calling people names, or, you know, like putting blame on people. Badgumani, thinking bad about some people. Jealousy, hatred, you know, leaking out people's secrets. You know, always in awe, looking at people's faults as well. You know, promising, you know, breaking promises. Yeah, badkari, sharab peena, jua. Look, we're watching videos, dramas, listening to music, not listening to your parents. You know, so many things that Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned in this little booklet as well. And as Muslims, we need to understand if we do have these problems, we need to get them out of our system in a sense that we're not going to do them again. We've got a daily reminder. Let's inshallah go to the daily reminder and see what we're going to be reminded about inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Qadr Sharif, today I'll share a very beautiful hadith with you, which you may be in need of. You are looking for a solution for your problem. And inshallah, this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will solve your problem. There are individuals who are under debt and they are finding it very hard. How can they repay the loan? And that burden, how can they get rid of that burden? This is what there would be many people in the world who would be facing this difficulty, that they are under debt and they are finding it difficult to repay the loan. Now, let's come to that beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, which solves this very issue and problem. A man came in the court of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mashriq Shakar, Allah Ta'ala, Vajhahul Kareem, and said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I have commitment with my master to repay a certain amount for my freedom, and I am unable to do so. Please help me. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem asked him, Ala u'allimuka kalimatin allamanihinna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Shall I not teach you the words which were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to you? لَوْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ مِثْلُ جَبَرِ سِيرٍ بَيْنًا أَبَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Even if your debt were as huge as mountain Seer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay that. Then what Sayyidina Ali Mishkil Kushakar radiallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem said, he radiallahu anhu said, recite, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man sidaak. O Allah, suffice me with your lawful sustenance and save me from your prohibited sustenance. And suffice me by your grace from depending on all others except you, besides you. So this is what is the meaning of this beautiful dua. Respective use of Manishan, even if that loan is as huge as mountain, see that this example was given of a certain mountain. Can you imagine how big mountain is? Even if that is the case, if you recite this beautiful dua, these kalimat, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man sidaak. Mention the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua in this court with these words, insha'Allah azza wa jal, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Your loan will be repaid even if it is as huge as a mountain. For this, you need to have that yaqeen, that faith, that iman, that tawakkul. And then you have to recite this kalima. As taught by Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mishkil Kusha, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, who learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If any of you are facing difficulty to pay back the loan, if you are finding it hard to get rid of the huge loan upon you, learn this beautiful dua and start practicing this in your life. Inshallah, you will see the result yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, a very beautiful reminder. And you know, again, why are these reminders told to us? So in these reminders, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we should take heed of them. We should take a lesson from them as well. Coming back to the topic, if you've just joined us, then you are watching program Rise and Shine. We are talking about the topic of deprivation, you know, sustenance. Why are we struggling in our sustenance, in our food, in our wealth? And another thing that has been mentioned in the Quran, which is badkari, zina. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 32, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Or badkari ke paas na jao, and do not go towards indecency. Be shak wo behayai hai, aur bahut hi buri raah hai. There no doubt that is behayai, is immodesty and a very bad path to tread on. And badkari, zina, it is a kabira guna, it's one of the major sins. And it says that a person who commits zina and he does not do tawbah, then what will happen? Then Allah Ta'ala and His angels and all the humans will curse that person until he does tawbah. And then also, zina is not about, you know, two people committing zina, man or woman committing zina. Zina is also zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the hands, zina of the mouth, the tongue and everything. Ma'azallah. If someone is watching, you know, films, dramas, and you know, I don't need to go into that, you know, why we shouldn't be watching these films. You know, these are filthy things, and our society has started going on to this trend as well. The zina of the eyes is looking at haram, bad stuff as well. The zina of the eyes is watching with the eyes. The kanu ka zina sunna by listening with the ears. Zina of the tongue is speaking haram. Zina of the hands is touching haram. Zina of the feet is going towards the haram. So what we need to do is we need to make sure we protect our eyes, we protect our tongue, we protect our ears, and we also protect our hands from these sins. Or else what's going to happen? If we do not do tawbah and ma'azallah, if someone has died because of that, then that is such a bad thing as well. So what we need to do as Muslims, we need to all think to ourselves that as Muslims, we need to do tawbah. Number one, keep repeating tawbah all the time. The more tawbah you do, the better it will be for you as well. Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and I want to mention three hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Az-zina yurithul faqr. Yani badkari tang dasti ka sabab hai. Yeah, one of the reasons of deprivation in sustenance is badkari, zina. So sometimes the person might be thinking, well, I do these kind of things, astaghfirullah. Now, number one, you shouldn't be telling anyone. If you are doing zina, you're doing these kind of sins, and you think, well, nothing's happening to me, I'm all right. I'm chilling, you know, I'm all right, Jack, everything's fine. But the thing is, you are not all right. Allah Ta'ala is giving you that freedom because He's preparing you for that punishment. And we need to think to ourselves as Muslims, what is it that we need to do? In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, Badkari se dur roho, isme chhe nuksaan hai. Keep away from indecency, from zina. There are six bad things in there. Three bad things in the dunya, three in the hereafter. Number one is, iski wajah se chehre ki ronak khatam ho jati hai. You know, the beauty of the face, yeah, the noor on the face, that's taken away. Then deprivation also increases. And then your age will decrease. Your age will decrease. Now these are the problems that you face in the dunya. The problems that you face in the hereafter. Number one, Allah Ta'ala's anger will be upon that person. Allahu Akbar. You can't even imagine. I've just said it as well. Allah's anger. What is the anger of Allah? Have you ever imagined, you know, have you seen when thunder, you know, thunder strikes, yeah, it's thundery and it's raining, it's a dark night, and then it's thundery, you know, people get scared. That is nothing, that is not even the anger of Allah Ta'ala. The anger of Allah Ta'ala will be so much, yeah, that people will think that, you know, we disintegrated, we died, nothing, you know, we were not anymore, we were not born. Allah Ta'ala forbid. Number two, hisab mein sakhti hogi. In your accounts, you know, when you are giving your accounts, Allah Ta'ala will be strict on you. And then that person will enter the fire of hell. These are the three things that will happen on the hereafter. Mita de sari khatayin miri mita ya rab. Bana nek de bana ya rab. A beautiful dua by Amir Ahle Sunnat as well. Now, another reason for sustenance to be, a person to be deprived from sustenance is interest, sood khori. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, yani sood se bacho, ye tang dasti lata hai. Yeah, sood, interest, do not take interest, especially when the interest is between two Muslims. Yeah, sometimes people say, yeah, you know, someone comes up to you and says, yeah, my daughter's wedding coming up, my son's wedding coming up, I need about 10 grand from you if you can. Yeah, yeah, I'll give you 10 grand. But in return, I want 11 grand back. Now that 111, that 1,000 pound, you know, people say, oh, that's admin fee, that's that fee, hay fee, oh fee. What admin fee? You just given him 10,000 pound cash. What's your admin, you know, time? Which been here? And people think of that as admin time. And ma'azallah, they earn haram with that as well. We learn from is Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a lot of things that we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that maale haram ka ek wabal ye bhi hai, when the food haram reaches to the stomach and then blood is made out of that stomach, then what will have? Khoon insaan ko mazid buraiyon par ubarta hai. It will increase that person to commit sins as well. So if you eat haram, that food that you've eaten, which is haram, is going to be making you commit more haram. Shaykh Akbar, Imam Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, کھایا جانے والا ہر لقمہ اپنے ہی جیسے افعال کا سبب بنتا ہے. The food that you eat which is haram, افعال, it will give you the actions, the way it was made from. یعنی if you eat haram, you're going to do haram actions. If you do makruh, you're going to do makruh actions. If you're going to eat mubah, you're going to do mubah actions. And if you're going to eat halal, then you will do good actions. So as Muslims, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to be doing good actions. And how are we going to do good actions? In when we eat halal rizq as well. A person was mentioned who used to travel quite a lot. And his body and his hair used to always be full of dirt and ghubar and all that kind of stuff. And that person, he lifts his hands up in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though he says, Ya Rab, even though whatever he eats is haram, whatever he drinks is haram, whatever he's wearing is haram, his food is haram, then his dua will not be accepted. Yeah? So sometimes you get people asking you, Ya Rab, I don't know why my dua is not being accepted. I don't know what the problem is. Pata nahi kya, ya? Dua nahi kabool honi ya. I've read that wazifa, I've read that wazifa. Then you need to ask yourself a question. What is my risk like? What is my business like? What is my, you know, work? Is my work earning halal or is my work earning haram? If it's haram, what do you expect? What do you expect? You are going to be going through them bad things. If your food is not halal, then obviously you're going to be going through a lot of problems as well. And he also says that by eating the one morsel of haram food, your du'as are not accepted. They are stopped in the heavens. And the same way as well, isi tarah nek amal bhi kabooliyat ki manzil tak nahi pahunchte. So when you eat haram, even if you do good actions, they do not reach to the heavens. Yani they do not reach into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, purify your rizq. Your du'as will be accepted. And I swear in the name of Allah who has my soul. When a person eats haram and it goes into his stomach for 40 days, your du'as will not be accepted. And that ghosht, that skin or that meat that gets bigger with haram, it is more beneficial for the fire of hell. Yani, aag usse zyada behtar hai. Now let's think to ourselves. A few things that we've learned today, you know, about committing zina. And zina is not physical. It's even with the eyes, with the ears, with the tongue. The other thing, interest. Do not eat interest, especially when you are doing or you're giving loan to a Muslim. Make sure that you don't charge them interest. And number three is that we do not eat haram. These are just a few of the things that we've learned today. And no doubt, inshallah, but we have our daily hadith for today. Let's listen to this daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The viewers of Madani channel, offering salah on time, doing good with your parents, and striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the best of deeds. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu recalls, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all deeds, what are loved most by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, offering salah on time, subhanallah. What after this? I further inquired. Doing good with one's parents, he further explained. And after this, I asked, he concluded by explaining, striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the best of deeds. Instill in your children the habit of offering salah, O devotees of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When your child reaches 7 years of age, have them offer the 5 daily salah. In this fashion, they will become punctual in this important act of worship from their childhood. Have them get used to waking up early in the morning and then making wudu. During colder weather, ensure the water they use for this is warm for their ease. They may otherwise become averse to both making wudu and offering salah entirely. When his son becomes the age of 7, a father should take him to the masjid. He should also inform his son of the required decorum expected thereupon, and how it is not a place for loud noises, running around or passing in front of people who are praying. When the congregation stands for salah, children should be made to stand alongside one another behind the final rows of men. This will foster a spiritual connection with the child and the masjid. The viewers of Madani Channel, how important it is to make a connection with a child and a masjid spiritually. Bring your children to the masjid to create a spiritual connection between the child and the masjid. Help them pray the daily 5 salahs, and when they reach the age of 7, take them to the masjid to offer congregation salah. Teach them the etiquette of the masjid. This way, they will be connected with the masjid, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we've got a very, a very important topic that we really need to be talking and discussing, because a lot of people are fallen trapped to the shaitan regarding this. And that is about sustenance going down. Be barakati. So, kehte hain yaar, khane mein be barakati hai. I earn a lot of money, but where does it go? I don't know where it goes. Then one of the reason is that because our sustenance, our risk has been cut short because of the sins that we are doing. Now, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it's in Pakistan everywhere as well. When people make a house, they've got this plaque outside the house. It says, Masha Allah. Oh, they have, Wallahu khairul raziqeen. Allah sabse behtar hai rizq dene wala. We all believe that. As Muslims, we believe that because it's mentioned in the Quran, because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. So why is it that a person will then go towards earning haram? Then why is it that a person will leave the pure rizq and then he will go towards haram? The reason will be that that person does not understand the value of halal rizq. It says that Allah azza wa jal is the one that gives rizq to everyone, to me, to him, to her, to them, to all of the animals. Everyone is given rizq by Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the Khaliq and he is the Razik. Yeah, he is the one who gives us rizq. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions inside the glorious Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. اور زمین پر چلنے والا کوئی ایسا نہیں. Nothing is like, you know, on the that walks on the earth, jiska rizq Allah ke zimme karam par na ho. Yeah, it is the zimma of Allah Azza wa Jal to give us that rizq. Yeah, Allah is the one that provides with rizq. So why do we need to do bad things? Why do we need to do fraud? Why do we need to lie? Why do we need to cheat on people? Because I need to get my rizq. Allah Ta'ala is the kafil of rizq as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, rizq bande ko talash karta hai, jaise uski maut usse talash karti hai. Just like death will look for you, will find you, your rizq will find you as well. Your rizq is looking for you, will find you. And according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen? Allah ta'ala will give you from a source which you never ever thought of. And there's a glorious verse inside the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. اور جو اللہ سے ڈرے اللہ اس کے لیے نجات کی راہ نکال دے گا اور اسے وہاں سے روزی دے گا. He will give him risk from that place جہاں اس کا گمان بھی نہیں تھا. When he never thought of having the risk from that place. اور جو اللہ پر بھروسہ کرے وہ اسے کافی ہے. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah is enough for that person who trusts in Allah Azza wa Jal. This is sadly what is happening. We are losing the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why people will do bad things. That's why people will steal. That's why people will break other person's homes. They will rob them. They will steal from them. They will defraud them. They will do credit card fraud. They will sell drugs. They will sell alcohol. Why? Because these people, they do not have that trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The ones that have the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah will be enough for them. We don't need anything. You know, when we go out to work, never ever think to yourself that it is you that are clever. You know, mera bada siyana. Yeah, I'm so clever that I could do this. I'm so clever that I can do that. Who has given you the brain that you're calling yourself clever? What if Allah Ta'ala didn't give you a brain? What if you were born handicapped? What if you were born? What if your life changed dramatically? Something happened, you know, you fell into a coma, you had an illness that, you know, your brain's getting weaker and weaker. Allah Ta'ala can do that. He has the power of everything. So why do we not think to ourselves that Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful? He is the Razak. He is the one who provides me with risk. So why do I need to go and steal? Why do I need to go and do bad things? If Allah Ta'ala is the Razak, which He is, why do we need to do bad? And then another reason for the deprivation is not giving zakat. Zakat is one of the pillars of Islam. It is a beautiful thing, yeah, that will inshallah azawajal enrich and empower the other Muslims that are, you know, below us in power, in wealth. You know, if we give our money to them, Allah Ta'ala will give risk, barakat in our earnings as well. And those people who do not pay their zakat, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. اور وہ جو جوڑ کر رکھتے ہیں, those people who hoard سونا اور چاندی, gold and silver, اور اسے اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ نہیں کرتے, and do not spend in the way of Allah عزو جل, انہیں خوشخبری سناؤ, give them the good news, دردناک عذاب کی, of a painful punishment. Have you paid your zakat? Zakat دیتی ہے? Oh, we haven't worked it out. We couldn't do it. When my zakat? We don't even know when our zakat is due. We tend to pay zakat in Ramadan. That's fine. There's more barakat in Ramadan. But maybe zakat is due now. And we're delaying it till Ramadan. Pay your zakat. And in Ramadan, pay a bit extra for your next year's. You can pay zakat in advance. But you can't delay paying your zakat. Even if you worked it out and you put it aside on a table, that I'm going to give this in Ramadan, then just think to yourself, yeah, that money that you have, if you are delaying that, then that zakat is still not paid because you've still got it in your own possession. So make sure that you pay your zakat off. And two hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before we go towards our furu' segment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Jo qom zakat na degi," that nation that does not give zakat, Allah azza wa jal usse kahat mein mubtala farmayega. Allah Ta'ala will put them into a famine. Kahat, famine will come to them. Another hadith paak, khushk aur tari mein jo maal talf, yani zaya hota hai, wo zakat na dene ki wajah se talf hota hai. That is wasted because of not paying zakat. Your wealth has been, you know, burnt, is been drowned. Something's happened to it. One of the reasons could be that you did not pay zakat to that as well. Yeah. So always, especially if you are a business owner, especially, you know, if you are running businesses, you need to make sure, you need to find out the rulings of zakat. And then sometimes people say, oh, we haven't paid zakat for 20 years. How are we going to pay that off? At least sit down and work out how much zakat you need to pay. and then sit down with a mufti as a scholar of deen, you know, talk to Darul Ifta and say to him that, look, I've got so many years of zakat that I haven't paid. How do I pay that zakat? Sit with the ulama-i kiram, they will tell you, inshallah. If you contact Darul Ifta, they'll tell you ways of how to pay that zakat as well. And also, how do you pay your zakat? What is zakat on? You know, gold, silver, wealth, belongings, whatever. I'm not going to give you the rulings. You need to talk to Darul Ifta, talk to a Sunni Mufti Sahib and ask him, please Mufti Sahib, help me. Or else what's going to happen? If we do not pay our zakat, then what is going to happen? We're going to be deprived from the rizq. And it's very, very important that we do, learn about this as well. Let's go towards the package of today. And that package for today is regarding our fruit package. So let's listen and see what delicious fruit we're going to be talking about today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today, we are diving into a fruit you've probably had countless times, apples. But have you ever thought about what makes this everyday fruit such a nutritional powerhouse? First, let's delve into its vitamins and minerals. Vitamin C. Apples are a good source of this essential vitamin, which supports your immune system and helps your body heal. Just one apple can provide about 14% of your daily recommended intake of vitamin C. Also, potassium. This is crucial for heart health and maintaining proper muscle function. Potassium helps to regulate blood pressure, reducing the risk of stroke. Vitamin K, though often overlooked, vitamin K is essential for blood clotting and bone health. Including apples in your diet can support these important functions. But it's not just the vitamins and minerals that make apples so great. They're also packed with fiber, particularly a type called pectin. This soluble fiber helps improve digestion by feeding beneficial bacteria in your gut. In fact, pectin has been shown to help with issues like constipation and diarrhea. A single medium apple contains about 4 grams of fiber, which is around 17% of your daily recommended intake. Heart health is another area where apples shine. Studies have shown that regularly consuming apples can lower cholesterol levels, specifically the LDL cholesterol, which is often referred to as the bad cholesterol. By reducing this, apples can help lower your risk of heart disease, one of the leading causes of death worldwide. Now, let's talk about antioxidants. Apples are rich in quercetin, a powerful antioxidant that has anti-inflammatory properties. These antioxidants help combat free radicals. Unstable molecules can damage cells and contribute to aging and diseases like cancer. Quercetin, in particular, has been linked to reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. You might be wondering if there's a difference between apple varieties when it comes to health benefits. The short answer is yes. Green apples tend to have slightly more fiber and are lower in sugar compared to red apples, making them a good choice if you're watching your sugar intake. Red apples have higher concentrations of certain antioxidants, including anthocyanins, which give them their vibrant color and offer additional heart protective benefits. Now, for some tips on how to enjoy apples in different ways. Add sliced apples to your salads for a crunchy, sweet texture. Try baking apples with cinnamon for a simple, healthy dessert that fills your home with a wonderful aroma. Blend them into smoothies or simply enjoy them raw as a snack for a quick nutritious boost. And remember, don't peel your apples if you can help it. Most of the fiber and antioxidants are found within the skin. So eating apples with the peel gives you the maximum health benefit. So whether it's in a pie, a smoothie, or just on its own, an apple really is one of nature's most perfect foods. Add one to your diet and enjoy all the incredible benefits this humble fruit has to offer.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, end of our program. I hope you enjoyed it and learned from the topic that we had today. May Allah Ta'ala give barakat and blessings in our earnings, in our risk as well. Please don't forget to watch tomorrow, same time, same place. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.